I'm joined today on Radio Jackie by Minda Chensky, who is taking part in the Moonwalk London this year, aren't you? Which I believe you've been trying to do for the last couple of years. Why are you taking part in this charity walk?
Okay, so initially I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2019. And having gone through obviously the worst time of my life, after I went through my active treatment and when I was in recovery, I wanted to raise some money for a breast cancer charity. And I heard about Walk the Walk. And, you know, I thought, oh, that this would be a great way to kind of get back into shape. And, you know, I was experiencing a lot of fatigue after cancer treatment. So I thought it'd be a nice way to kind of, you know, get back into shape, but also support a breast cancer charity, which I, you know, really believed in. So I applied for it and was meant to do it in 2020. And then, of course, COVID hit. So we went into lockdown and my place got deferred to 2022. So I was anticipating that that was going to be the case. Then in 2022, I was very blessed to have a baby. I wasn't able to do the moonwalk then, but they kindly offered to defer my place again. So I'm finally now doing it this year.
So I know back in 2020, you signed up to do the half moon, which is the half marathon. You've decided to go all out, haven't you? You're going to do the full moon, which is 26.2 miles. Why have you decided to take on the full marathon instead of the half?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm a bit crazy. I want to do the I'm up for the challenge. I think back in 2020, I was still experiencing a lot of fatigue because I just obviously had my active cancer treatment. So I didn't think I'd be able to do 26 miles back then. But this time around, I'm feeling a lot more fit, a lot more healthy, a lot more positive in my mindset. So I thought, yeah, why not? Why not? So me and a friend are going to be doing the full marathon walk.
Now, how much money are you trying to raise? Do you have a number in mind?
I've already raised over £1,000. So I think if I can get to 2,000, that'd be amazing. I don't really have a number in mind. I'm just going to keep going until the day that we do the moonwalk, really. But the more the better, really.
And for people who want to donate, where can they do this?
Walk the Walk. So if you just, Google Walk the Walk, if you wanted to sponsor me directly, it'd be my handle is Minda Chensky. You can find me that way. Otherwise, just to sponsor the charity, you can go onto the Walk the Walk website and there's loads of ways you can support the charity. And it's an amazing charity. They grant funds to other charities and organisations in the UK, which help them reach their goals in treating breast cancer. So, you know, the more support they're able to get, the better.
Well, it's absolutely brilliant that you're taking on this challenge. Why do you feel it's so important to share your story?
I guess when I was first diagnosed, I felt very hopeless. I felt that, I had to think about my own mortality and I was in a very dark place and, I felt like there wasn't a chance to find the old me again. And it was really hard to find some sense of normality again. But I slowly did make it there. I had to have a lot of therapy to help me get to that place because, it was a really difficult time. But I'm in a better place now. And I think if people hear my story, then that might give them a bit of hope that there is life after a breast cancer diagnosis. I've been so blessed to be able to have another child, which I never thought would be possible. To be able to walk a marathon as well, you know, the fact that I am fit and healthy and that I have been able to just, you know, get on with my life. I'm not saying that it's easy, you know, I still have bad days and there's still dark days, but, you know, with the right positive mindset and with the right support around you, you know, there can be a life after a cancer diagnosis.
Absolutely. And you just mentioned about your son. Is he called Joshua? Am I right?
It is Joshua. Yeah, he's 10 months old now.
And you referenced him as your miracle baby. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, he is our miracle baby. So yeah, when I was diagnosed, me and my husband had been trying for a second child. I had just turned 40. I was already a little bit older than the average mum, I guess. When I was diagnosed, I was told, well, that's it. You're not going to have any more children, which was devastating for us. on top of everything else we were going through. You just lose so much control when you're diagnosed with cancer. So after a year of taking hormone medication, so my cancer was hormone receptive, so I was on medication called tamoxifen, and it's kind of like a chemical menopause because, you know, you want to prevent the cancer coming back. But a year in, I had some frozen embryos. I was really lucky to have had some IVF treatment before I had my cancer treatment. So I had some frozen embryos. And I went back to my oncologist and I said, look, I'm 41. I'm not getting any younger. I want to be able to use these embryos because we were told they were poor quality. And the oncologist was basically not having any of it and said, no, you know, you need to be on tamoxifen for at least 2 years before you can come off it to try for a baby. But that I would have been 42 years old. You know, my natural fertility would have been, you know, really reduced. And if the embryos didn't work, then we would have been left with nothing. So I went to see a private oncologist who specializes in fertility, and she was brilliant. She looked at my individual case and she gave me some really lovely advice. And she said, yes, there are some risks, but no one gets anywhere in life without taking some risks. And I really liked that. So I came off the medication a year earlier than I was advised to, but this private oncologist really did reassure me. So I felt quite confident. So we were able to use our embryos. Unfortunately, I did fall pregnant, but unfortunately I had an ectopic miscarriage, which was quite devastating. And that was in June 2021. And so me and my husband were again in that dilemma, you know, do I go back on my medication? Do we try one last time? I went back to the private oncologist because I just needed that reassurance that it was okay to try one more time, which is a decision that we made. And I was lucky enough to fall pregnant again. And now we have our miracle baby, Joshua. So, yeah, against a lot of odds, we were still able to have a baby. And he's thriving. He's 10 months old and an absolute little monkey.
That is such a lovely story. Really is a miracle baby then, isn't he? Final question for anyone who's thinking about maybe getting involved in the full moon or the half moon, what would you say to encourage them to come along and join the fun?
Oh do it. You know, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to eat well and exercise. They play such an important role in preventing breast cancer and other cancers as well, as well as those that might have experienced a cancer. It can help to prevent reoccurrence. So, you know, it'll help you get in shape. And I think just the buzz of being around other people, it will just encourage everyone to complete it. You know, I still think I'm crazy trying to do 26 miles, but I know that being around other people who might have similar stories to me or be going through something similar to what I went through, I know that that's going to encourage me to you know, complete it. So yeah, if you're thinking twice about it, just do it. I mean, if you think 26 miles is too much, try the 15 miles. You can even do it virtually as well. But yeah, please do support the charity in any way you can. And it's going to be good fun. You know, you get to walk in a bra. You get to raise awareness to help with preventing breast cancer and supporting those that are affected by breast cancer. So, yeah, and it's in a special year this year. It's 25 years of moonwalking. So, yeah, if you're thinking twice about it, just do it. Life's too short to think about things. Just do it.